Recently, I happened to watch a TV program that showed a lecture by Dr. Jared Diamond, a professor of geography at UCLA. He's a winner of a Pulitzer Prize with his best-selling book, Guns, Germs, and Steel, in 1997. From the lecture, he pointed out the four crises the world has faced today. Number one, nuclear weapons. Number two, climate change. Number three, resource depletion. Number four, inequality. Many of us already know these huge and serious problems we are experiencing every day. These are not just our nation's domestic issues, but international concerns. In particular, number four, inequality crisis everywhere in the world, in every country. Has anyone seen the South Korean movie Parasite that was shown throughout the United States, including in the local movie theaters in Riverside, around last October and November? No? Okay. This movie addresses the problem of inequality in the society, a huge contrast between those who have and those who have not. A sad reality of the rich versus the poor. Inequality exists everywhere, every nation, and every culture. I have seen the movie. I have enjoyed the movie very much. Actually, my wife and I saw the movie in Seoul, Korea, last August when we were having a vacation. And the movie was eventually released in the U.S. in October. Yes, the movie is made in South Korea and in Korean language. Amazingly, so far, the movie has become the winner of more than 50 international awards, including the Best Foreign Language Film at the 2020 Golden Globe Award held on last Sunday. Parasite, a dark comedy, drama, thriller, is the very first South Korean movie to win a Golden Globe. When the movie director Bong Joon-ho was receiving the award, a portion of his short speech caught my attention, and I'm sure it caught many other people's attention too. He said, "Once you overcome the one-inch tall barriers of subtitles, you will be introduced to so many more amazing films." And he also added, "We speak the same language, the cinema." Yes, the whole world now seems to enjoy the same things together, such as movies and songs, and despite of many differences, especially in language and cultural differences. The world we are living in now is getting closer, and we can enjoy things way more than ever before. With the modern and advanced technologies, we are communicating one another faster and better. Even though there are 200 different countries in the world with different cultures and languages, customs and faces and many more, we can overcome all kind of barriers with great potentials and unlimited possibilities in this global world. We could be better pursuing peace, justice, and love together. However, unfortunately, the world is still going through all four crises together, plus many more. The world is still going through a great deal of tensions, threat, hatred, injustice, wars, conflict, and destructions. The humanity seems to repeat its shameful and dark mistakes and horrors had made in the past. How could people be so mean, so evil, and so cruel? Some evil people seem to kill more innocent people. They love destroying other people's lives. Bullies and terrorists attack and destroy the peace of good people. After all, we seem to move backward, not moving forward. Are we overwhelmed by too many problems? Are we overburdened by too much anxiety and frustrations? There have been just too many things going on that are loveless, merciless, graceless, and heartless. Are we hopeless? Are our lives even worth living? Take heart, my friends. We have an everlasting hope in this hopeless world. In the book of Acts passage this morning, Peter is proclaiming boldly, Acts 10:36, "You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all." Yes, this is the universal truth and the eternal hope for the world. Jesus is Lord of all. Today is the baptism of the Lord Sunday. Remember, the last Sunday was the epiphany of the Lord Sunday. Interestingly, it's been only 1 week, according to our modern calendar. However, according to the church calendar, last Sunday, Jesus was only about two years old, right? And since then, 28 years have passed. Yes, now 30-year-old Jesus is not only being baptized by John the Baptist, but also being confirmed by God who Jesus is. I can call this special event as the second epiphany of Jesus. No other theologians or pastors said this before. I'm the first one, probably. Second epiphany of Jesus, mainly because of his baptism. After his baptism, he begins his public ministry as the Son of God and calls his disciples for his ministries. From this morning's gospel text, let us pay attention to what message Matthew, the writer of the gospel, tries to convey and emphasize through the baptism of Jesus. There are three signs of God's confirmation according to Matthew. Number one, the heavens were opened. Verse 16, "And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him." Second sign, the Spirit of God. Verse 16 continues, "And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a what? Dove and a lightning on him." Number three, a voice from heaven. Verse 17, "And a voice from heaven said, this is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." You know, I will be sharing the first two signs, heavens and the Spirit, probably some other times. We don't have enough time today. So this morning, let me emphasize the third sign, how much this sign signifies the epiphany of Jesus as the Messiah. Messiah meaning the anointed one, the Son of God, the joy to the world. At the first epiphany, the Magi, the wise men from afar, came and gave the child Jesus, King of Kings, the three gifts, right? Now, through the baptism, as the second epiphany, Jesus, who is about to embark a new journey to preach, to teach, to heal, and to love people, is being confirmed by God, God's heavens, God's spirit, and God's voice. This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased. You know what? This confirmation has a huge importance. Why? God had been silent for over how many years? 400 years, since the close of the Old Testament. God's voice from heaven identifying Jesus as his son is indeed the public announcement that Jesus is now about to act as the Messiah of the world to pursue peace, love, and justice. From the Matthew passage this morning, we read that Jesus comes to John the Baptist to be baptized. But John says, if I paraphrase it, Lord Jesus, I know who you are. You are more than my cousin. You are the one who is being sent by God to save the world. You know what? You should baptize me. I need to be baptized by you. Then why do you ask me to baptize you? What is Jesus' response? He said in verse 15, but Jesus answered him, let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness. Jesus does not even need to be baptized because he is sinless and he is the one who forgives and who redeems us. Yet, Jesus is baptized to fulfill all righteousness. Baptism is an act of repentance, renewal, and new life. Baptism is the only requirement for us to become a member of local church, nothing else. Whenever we witness a baptism celebration, we are also invited to renew our own baptismal covenant. I believe the renunciation of sin and profession of faith would be the most important part of the baptismal covenant. And let us remember and renew our baptismal covenant by renewing these three most important questions and answers. Normally, the pastor or a church leader says, on behalf of the whole church, I ask you, and then three questions, and you answer, I do, right? So this time, I invite you to say every question with me, okay? Then you answer. We all answer together at the same time. Would that be okay? I'm not going to ask you to stand, but you can just you can just sit down there, and let's all read this question one. Ready? Go. Do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? I do. Number two question, do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? I do. Number three, do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the church, which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races, I do. Thank you. After completing his ministry on the earth, Jesus gave us the Great Commission to all his disciples, including us. Matthew 28:19-20, let us all say together, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age. Amen. Today, these words of Christ gives us strength and guidance as we go through our lives that are full of uncertainties, fears, changes, and transitions. However, no matter what we go through or experience, we, God's beloved children, stand strong and continue to be faithful to God and to people we minister to, pursuing God's peace, God's justice, and God's love. Remember your baptism and be thankful. Remember you are a precious child of God. You are lovely and loved. You are beautiful and blessed. You are unique and special. No one else in the whole world can replace you. You are God's beloved and baptized in Christ's name. Jesus heard a voice from heaven, this is my Son, the beloved, with whom I am well pleased. Yes, God is also saying to you right now and always, you are my Son, the beloved. You are my daughter, the beloved, whom I am well pleased. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us stand and join me in singing the faith we sing, 2248, baptized in water.